The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
I'm going to start calling you the goddess, okay? I'm going to call you goddess of the chart, not the duchess of the chart, but the goddess of the chart. If BT gets to £2.35, like you said, on when you got your Fibonacci's out. All right. By the way, it's me, Justin, and Nicola Duke, the Duchess, soon to be goddess, if she gets this prediction right. But let me just say one thing, Nick. Bit of news yesterday. The new chairman of BT bought £500,000 worth of shares yesterday, and the non-executive director, right, bought 252,000, so a quarter million. Together, they've bought £750,000 of the shares from their own money banks. That's a lot, isn't it? That's a vote of confidence, isn't it?
That is a vote of confidence, but it hasn't moved the stock price.
Hey, I'm noticing a lot more people taking a bit of interest in this because.
Yeah, I think so. I do think we're at 250. I do think at 235, you should back the car up and fill it up.
You got a dividend around just over 6% now, which they said they're going to pay. No problem there. You've got the pensions news coming out, which means they basically what they're going to do there with pensions is say to the people in the pension scheme, we're not going for a defined scheme, which costs a lot of money. We're going to cut that down. Then at the end of the year, they're going to the High Court to get change it from a RPI to a CPI inflation related, so it's less inflation, but 1% less.
So basically, they're changing all the rules to screw their employees because they're not going to fill up their pension.
Well, to be fair, to be fair, it's this. I mean, lots of blue chip companies have done this, and it's because they can't afford it. So it's essentially, they say unless we go to this version of a pension, we'll have to lay a lot of people off. We can't afford to have this many people on. So it's either we have an affordable pension scheme or we go bankrupt. It's a £14 billion in deficit, their pension is. So that's going to make a huge change. And that will happen very soon, very soon. Very, very soon. I tell you why this is happening very soon. Because Sky announced it, had a scoop on their financial results last week, and they announced that this pension mention would be in there. But this pension mention... pension mention wasn't there. So yeah. So it's very close. It's going to happen very close. And anyway, I got to say, VRS, which is Visarion, graphene is the future. We know that. All the experts are saying graphene is the future. It's not if, it's when it's happening. I had Neil on the podcast recently, and I'm glad I was in these from like 14 pence, but it's flying at the moment. Yesterday was flying. They did a fundraise on Friday at 18 pence. Now it's up to 26.5 pence when I look at it. And these are one of the stocks
I'm very excited because when we looked at Visarion, before, we said that potential support was around 1350 or 1090. We've held around 1350, bit of a wobbly bottom in October. Ooh. And then we said back above 1713 confirms a reversal, and we've done it. We're flying. I'm going to go out to a weekly chart and show you a weekly chart now, because this is a bit of a key level now where we are between 25 and 26. We need to close today above 26.25. Then we continue higher. There's two scenarios. Let's look at this weekly. This looks like an inverted head and shoulders pattern, doesn't it? And this is the neckline. So why is this level 25, 26 important? Because this is the neckline. So if we close above that, the bullish scenario is that we continue higher and the target is 45.
All right.
That's the bullish scenario. The bearish scenario is that this is an ABC correction, so an equal measured move from that January low. If we measure from that January low to this high and we project from here, this gives us the target of 32.21. So the bearish target is 32.21 and the bullish target is 45.
Okay.
And we are at 26. So either way, I think we're pushing through the level now. As long as we close where we are now or above 26.25, we're going higher. we're either going to go to 32 or we're going to go to 45.
Okay. Well, you know, let me give you a bit of a fundamental background here, Nick, right? I had Neil on the podcast last week talking about a collaboration they've done with Israeli aerospace company, and that's 16,000 employees in that company, a big company. And he said this has been going on for like about 2 years, this chat. And because graphene's quite new, lot of people are slow to adopt it, but it's catching on. And I have exposure to copper because of the electric vehicle revolution, and lithium, and nickel because of batteries, of course. And there's only one product, right, that can supersede these, and that's pretty much graphene in batteries, in conductivity. So I think if you're serious about investing for the future, you've got to have a bit of exposure to graphene. And I think at the moment, I'd want to say, I think Vesarium, there's quite a few companies out there you can get exposure to, but I think Vesarium is fast becoming the leader. And once you get a leader in this industry, you can't stop it. It's like a right move, something like that, like an ASOS, you know? Once you get that, once you get a leader in front, it's the go-to company for graphene production, you know?
Check my Twitter notifications.
Yeah, oh, me? And,
Sorry. People are asking us questions there about our live broadcast, and they're talking about graphene. Sorry, Justin.
That's all right. I'm just saying, once you get the go-to company for graphene, it'll explode. And I think there's, judging by Neil's last podcast with me, he said they're very busy, and this collaboration took 2 years to come about, and he said they've had so much in the pipeline for the last 2 years, it's starting to come to fruition now. They're getting traction on collaboration.
But there's stuff already being made using graphene, isn't there?
They're making it. I mean, the problem is, though, it's different quality.
Products are being made already.
But let me tell you, the issue with graphene is this. They can't make it high quality and of high quantity, and yet, but Vesarian are cracking it. And they have, as their shareholders, they've got Manchester University, who created graphene. No one else has that kind of collaboration, no other company, you know? So these are the guys. So, I mean, VRS, do your research. I've written a couple of blogs on them, but I'm very bullish about the future for graphene and where VRS or Vesarian are placed in that, you know, movement, because it's a big move. Okay, let's...
Above 26.25, this is a neckline of an inverted head and shoulders pattern, potentially. I think it's a bullish chart.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's got a long way to go higher, too.
Yeah. Okay, I think there'll be deals done before Christmas. That's what Neil was saying, hopefully, before Christmas. There'll be another deal done. Okay, next one is, let's look at Cogent Power. I know very little about this, apart from it's been requested, and that it's been quite highly followed on Vox Markets over the last few days, one of the top five most followed a couple of times. So CGP, but you get these stocks, you know, that rally quickly and people start following because they're rallying. And you think, well, is there anything behind this? I don't know, but I don't know the story. But chart-wise, what do you reckon?
Chart-wise, this stock is, you know, down as low. It's still in a downtrend. This is a daily chart, and we're still in a downtrend until we can get back above this daily 20 moving average. And you can see every rally that we've had in this downtrend, we've rallied back to the daily 20 moving average and failed. So that puts our first target around 1.5 on a rally in this one. And so that's how the daily looks, no signs of a bottom yet. I'm going to go down to an hourly chart, and you can see that we are starting to reverse it. So this hourly chart says, yeah, you know, the first signs of a bottom, rolling up the moving averages. But if I measure from the low that we made, if I measure from the low to this, the first swing high, and then this pullback, you can see that an ABC correction would just take us to the top of the gap again at 0.7. So I think that if we rally from here, 0.7 will be quite strong resistance. But if we can get above or close above 0.7, then we can look to that 1.5 target. So that's what I'd be looking for initially for the first signs of a bottom. A close above 0.7 should send us back to 1.5. A close above 1.5, which is the daily 20 moving average, would be the first change of behavior that we can look for. So we haven't seen that for a while.
Okay. I like the way the chart says, yeah. And the chart says, yeah. Okay,
but next. The daily is still a downtrend, you know, and there's nothing to suggest that this is a more important level than anything else. I've got high Kanashi candles on just because these regular candles don't tell us very much on such a gappy chart. But yeah, there's definitely buyers here. Let's see what we can do. A close above 0.7 will send us higher.
Okay, all right. Westminster Group, you may know of these services coming out in Africa and places. Now, they've got this, it's so annoying, a Middle Eastern deal hanging over it in the offing. And it's been like this for like over a year now. I mean, a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And it's a Middle Eastern deal, a memorandum of understanding. But they've been negotiating the finer details on this for a long time. And it's significant. If they land it, it's like £30 million of revenue per year. Their market cap is only 13, so it's more than double their market cap. So it's a really, you know, the re-rates here could be significant, but every update they do, they say, getting closer, a little bit closer. Next update, a little bit closer to signing that. A little bit closer. How close can you get? They're banging your head into it. It's like, you know, and this is so annoying. So,
have you done business in Africa?
I know, exactly.
Like.
I'm always doing business in Africa. No, but exactly, that's probably what it is. But it's literally a little bit closer. Now we're at the end. We've got the pen out. We're going to put it on the paper. We're signing our names. It's like, come on. And it's been going on for months. You know, they come to sign the thing. Get it done. But they've mentioned it so much in so much detail. I don't think it can drop now. It can't fall apart now, but it's just taken so long. WSG, what do you reckon on the chart?
I reckon, you know, there's really good support at 10 every time we dip down here. Look, you know, 27, these are the 2017 lows. We've got the look potential for a nice double bottom if we can rally from here. So for a month, we've been held down. Every time we rally to 12, we fail. A close above 12 and a close above the daily 50 moving average is the first bullish sign. A close above 12.91 clears your Fibonacci resistance. Then 14 will be a bit of a wobble. So I'm going to say between 12 and 14 are all the problems. And when we get above them, they all go away. So that's the 200 moving average and prior highs. Above 14, this thing should fly to 2250, back to the 50% again and top of the range.
Last time I bought these was literally at, I think, where was it? Dipped down below, around about 10. I literally doubled the money there, sold half, so I still hold half.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a good range to buy in. You can double your money here.
Yeah, and it rallied on the rumor that the deal had been done with the Middle Eastern sort of airport security contract, and then it came back when it didn't sort of come to fruition. And now it'll probably rally again soon. People say, oh, it's been done. Rumors.
There are some bullish signs in this. So I tell you, the first one is, okay, and you know I talk about this daily 20. All the way down, this daily 20 moving average, and that means from August, has capped it. And then every time we tried to rally in October, the daily 20 moving average capped it. Well, on Monday, we closed above it. And then yesterday we pulled back and have found support from it and closed back above it. So those are the first signs of a support. Now we just need to close above 12 to keep going higher.
Okay. I tell you, I don't know how long I'm going to hang on for that thing. I'll give them 5 more years and that's it.
this should go like
I know.
Right, in the next week.
Cool. Last one is a request. It's called DX Group. It's DX Dot is the ticker. What do you reckon? I know nothing about this. They made adjusted pre-tax profit of naught in the year to the 30th of June, down from 11.5 million in 2016. Anyway, so it doesn't look very good on the fundamentals there, but I've not really looked into it. What do you reckon, Nick?
It's been in this declining wedge since the start of 2016, which is a little bit, you know, grinding.
They made exactly naught profit. That's crazy. It's naught. Naught. It's not a loss, not a gain. They made naught profit.
That means they spent everything.
You imagine adding everything up.
That's what you do, isn't it? When you have a budget, you say, okay, this is how much money we've got. Let's spend it.
They take everything away. They add the revenue coming out. And then they look down. They say, oh, hang on. We've made nothing.
Oh, look, we can afford such and such.
We've made nothing at all. Oh, that's odd. Okay, go on then, go for it, Nick.
Okay, so this stock actually had a pivot level around 10. I've got it around 10.18. So, but for, you know, if we're going to round it up for government's sake, it's 10. And so we've seen really good signs of bottoming this year, finally, in this stock. And we got above 10 at the start of October, and we found support there when we tested it on the 19th. And so now we've got this like shallow declining wedge that's holding the daily 20 moving average. I think that this is quite an interesting buy if it turns higher from here. And, you know, and 10 should hold as support. So we should continue higher to the next really big pivot level. And you can see the lows from January 2016 and summer 2016, and the 200-day moving average are at 14. So I like this as a small buy, and I would buy more above 14 and the 200-day moving average. And then I think that we go back to the top of the wedge, which is at 20.
I see. All right, Nicola, that's marvellous.
Good plan, eh? What you need to watch for is for it to turn higher again. So the RSI is back at the 50, which is the midline. And you can see that the midline, the 50%, does work as a sort of support and resistance in an RSI. We could easily turn higher from here. We're just looking for a bullish day to let us know it's on its way.
Okay. And be careful. BT is going to take off any time, all right? Anytime now.
BT.
Yep. I will call you the goddess if it itches 235 and then starts going back up. That'd be unbelievable.
Perhaps our listeners could solve our argument about how you pronounce GIF or JIF.
It's GIF. Everyone says GIF. It's a GIF, not a JIF.
I know they do, but I think it's supposed to be JIF.
Maybe it's like GIF. Jeff. Hello, GIF. maybe you're right. You're just a Geff, do you? All right, Geff. No, it's Jeff. Oh, okay. Sorry. Marvellous. All right.
You don't say gentle. You say gentle.
I say giraffe. Oh, Jiff. That's not Jiff. That's Gif. No, Jiff. You're right. Giraffe.
Let's think of a GI word. I can't think of one.
Okay. Gigabyte? Gigabyte.
Gigabyte.
Yeah.
Gingerbite.
Yeah, gingerbite. Right.
Gingerbread.
All right. Gingerbread. Ginger. All right, Nick, that's it. I think, you know, we're boring ourselves now. Right, if you want to see this video of the charts, please go to the blog there at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely. Thank you, Nicola.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Mickey Mouse.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.